This holiday weekend is predicted to be full of ice, snow and blizzard-like conditions, and the city and utility companies are gearing up and preparing to keep everyone safe and warm. Environment Canada is warning of blizzard-like conditions with up to 25 centimeters of snow and flash freezing starting early Friday. According to the latest storm warning, loss of power can be expected as heavy ice and wind have the potential to knock down hydro lines. Grandbridge Energy is the hydro provider for the Cambridge area, and they are ready to keep the power on for the holiday weekend. We are doing everything we can to be prepared for this storm. All of our trucks will be fueled and ready to go, said Sherry O'Hara, communications manager for Grandbridge. Their drivers will be on call. The holiday will not affect the list of staff they can dispatch, and if power goes out, they are mindful of the holidays. If anything happens, we want to make sure we can promptly fix and restore power to our customers, said O'Hara. We want everyone to have a happy and safe holiday. O'Hara recommends having a charged phone, power banks, and working flashlights in case of power disruptions. According to Grandbridge, power lines have a tendency to fall due to heavy ice and high winds, both of which are expected over the next few days. If you come across downed power lines, just assume they are live. The general rule is to stay at least the length of a school bus away, noted O'Hara. The city of Cambridge also has plans put into place for this weekend and have been spending the day getting their plows and salters ready to roll out when they get the call. All of our main trucks are inside that building, full of salt, warmed up and can be sent out whenever the snow comes, said Michael Hauser, Director of Operations for Infrastructure Services at the city. Just like Grandbridge, the holiday weekend will not affect the city's ability to get out and clear the roads. Hauser and his crews are determined to have the roads as clear as possible for travelers this weekend. The city will plow the roads in the order of most importance. Major roads that see heavy traffic will be done first. Then, secondary roads that public transit operates on, followed by residential roads. The city has 11 plows that will be on the roads at all times and around 30 trucks that can be dispatched during a major snow event. Plowed roads can be tracked on the city's website, or drivers can check on the navigation app Waze for information provided by fellow drivers using the app. Hauser reminds residents to avoid parking on the roads during a snow event and to avoid driving when possible. Residents can also call the city emergency line to report the downing of trees or branches, and crews can be dispatched to start the cleanup, he added.